Western civilization, infant baptism, transgenderism, a legal case for the resurrection, the First Amendment, revisionist history. Your favorite guests will address these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, November 9th and 10th in Dallas. Dallas Page, Fort Worth Knights.
The time has come on this Friday afternoon at the end of the broadcast week for the game we like to play with our listeners, called Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We play four sound bites for you. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for one of the four to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. This week, we've got four sound bites. We'll play them for you in just a minute, but we're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. We're giving away this Friday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Ryan Anderson. Here he is talking about feminism versus transgenderism.
The most interesting debates to watch on the progressive side of the political spectrum are the debates between the feminists and the transgender activists. Because the feminists argue, feeling like a woman doesn't make you a woman. Identifying as a woman doesn't make you a woman. And that much of the transgender ideology is simply buying into and codifying sex stereotypes. So that when Bruce becomes Caitlin, what Caitlin is now doing is highlighting all of the standard sex stereotypes about what women are like, right? So women are just lipstick and nail polish and high heels and cleavage. And so many feminists, when Caitlin became Woman of the Year, they were like, no, this is a step in the wrong direction. And so trans activists have labeled them with an acronym, TERF. It's a slur from the perspective of the feminists because it stands for trans-exclusionary radical feminists. Many of the feminists who have fought to break down some of the stereotypes, they're now very concerned that the transgender ideology is actually reinforcing those stereotypes. It's built upon those stereotypes. It's not clear how it's going to work itself out. I mean, this will be very interesting to watch because it'll reveal to us kind of what the pecking order is in terms of protected classes or in terms of like identity politics. You know, which identity is ranked higher on the totem pole?
That is soundbite number one, Dr. Ryan Anderson, feminism versus transgenderism. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Hisham Shahab. He's talking about his journey from Islam, radical Islam, to the peace of God's word.
When I heard something that would change my life, it was a selection from the Sermon on the Mount. So at the climax of my hatred, I heard love your enemies for the first time. Pray for those who persecute you. I thought, wow, superhuman or ridiculous. Who could do that? So the next day, the professor wanted to compare between the Old Testament and the New Testament, actually the commandments in the Old Testament and the greatest commandment that Jesus talked about in Matthew 22 and other places. He said, love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. So the word of God captured my heart, especially that I start comparing, but that Muslims pray five times a day, not only on Sunday, ritual prayers, canonical prayers, if I can say. They fast 30 days, you know. They do the five pillars of Islam and ready to go on a jihad to die for their God. They think that they love God more than anybody else, but this Jesus Christ is overdoing it. I had never heard anybody speak about loving God in this powerful way. I had memorized half of the Quran by heart by then, but I have never read anything like that before. So I checked out a copy of the Bible from the library, and it started to give me peace. Every time I read the Bible, I discovered gems like the Lord's Prayer, you know. So in the middle of the hate I had, I was looking actually for peace, peace for my heart, you know. And I found it in the Word of God.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Hisham Shahab, on From Islam to the Peace of God's Word. Vote for that one by giving us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Twitter address at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here he is talking about abiding in God's Word.
So to say something stupid like, I worship Christ and not the Bible, it really is just to say, well, I get to make up a Christ who looks just like me, and he speaks secretly inside my head according to this higher secret knowledge I have that's all love and tolerance and rainbows and who knows what. And he gets to tell me what I want to hear, and therefore I'm free to ignore the parts of the Bible that my mouth and my penis and my ego don't like. Well, that's just wrong. Woe to you Pharisees, right? Christ has given you his word outside of yourself for this very reason, because yourself can't be trusted. So if you are to abide in his word, it needs to be his word as we actually know it and he has given it, not your imagination of what his word ought to be. If you abide in his word, in the Holy Scriptures, then you are his disciple and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free, because there he speaks a trustworthy word and you can know it. So again, I think this is related to filial fear, the fear and love of a son, because you're not a slave to sin, nor are you a slave in the house of God, but you are a son. You are free, and you live in God's house as your own house. You come as children to their father, eager for his words of kindness and approval, but also eager for his instruction. How can I be like you? How can I grow strong? And the like. And you want to be a part of his kingdom. You're not trying to take his kingdom from him, but you want to be part of it. You want to help. You want to work with him and for him, to be like him, to like the things that he likes, and so forth.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, abiding in God's word. Vote for that one by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to tell us who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for that soundbite. Or send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four, after which we will start taking your votes. It comes from Dr. Leonard Payton, talking about Calvinism, Lutheranism, and certainty.
It actually gave the certainty that Calvinism craves, and that is to know that the sovereign God is at work. In this way, both Calvinism and Lutheranism maintain that God does all the saving. We call that divine monergism. There is not a stronger statement of divine monergism than an infant being baptized, because the infant can do nothing for him or herself at all. Which, by the way, we confess in the third article of the Creed, that I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his gifts, and so on. So Lutheranism actually does what Calvinism wants. And every now and then, my Calvinist friends will see that, and it's like the world goes from black and white to color for them.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Leonard Payton, on Calvinism, Lutheranism, and certainty. It's time to vote. We're going to take a break. We'll take your phone calls, 1-877-623-MYIE, your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweets at issuesetc, and your votes at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, right after this. I don't care if Monday's black.
No one wants his or her life to end meaninglessly, and that is certainly what happens if there is no life after death or final judgment.
International human rights attorney Dr. John Warwick Montgomery talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Religions other than Christianity provide no assurance in this regard. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is at the very heart of Christianity and is the most compelling reason to believe the claims of Christ to be God come to earth for the salvation of mankind. The evidence for the resurrection is so powerful that it would stand up in any court of law.
You can meet and hear Dr. John Warwick Montgomery making a legal case for the resurrection of Christ at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. You'll find a conference schedule and you can register at issuesetc.org.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we are the people of his pasture. Why then do we still suffer in this life? Disease, loneliness, persecution. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm collaborating with Cheryl Swope, Molly Hemingway, and a host of literary friends in He Restores My Soul, a book that takes an honest look at hardship and heartache in light of God's promises found in his word. He Restores My Soul is now available at emmanuelpress.us. emmanuelpress.us.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Here in the last 10 minutes of the program, we'll take your votes, and your votes will decide which of the four soundbites we've played for you on this Friday will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Again, your reasons are your own. You can love what you hear, hate what you hear, want to hear it again, never hear it again. We want to know what reason that is, though, when you call us, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And register your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Ryan Anderson on feminism versus transgenderism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Hisham Shahab on his story from Islam to peace in God's word. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson on abiding in God's word. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Leonard Payton on Calvinism, Lutheranism, and certainty. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first is Herman listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking the call. So here from Illinois. I'm voting for number four because his remarks on completeness of Christ's command and holy baptism to infants. It also happened to be a perfect way I can celebrate today as my 71st baptismal birthday.
Ah, very well. Herman, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Joy is listening in Lindale, Texas. She's talking about Dr. Payton's soundbite. She says, Dr. Payton's clip number four gets my vote for this poignant quote, Lutheranism actually does what Calvinism wants. All these paths to Lutheranism interviews have been outstanding this week. Well, thanks, and it's very nice of you to say, Joy. Thanks for listening in Texas. Mary says, today was a double listening day, four profound nuggets of wisdom and truth. She is picking Pastor Shahab's recounting of his conversion from Islam to Christianity because faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. Great story, says Mary. Mary, thanks for your vote. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, When I heard Pastor Peterson's quip, I just about died laughing. I always get a chuckle out of folks who say the Bible is a misogynist book made up by men. I wonder if such people ever consider what is asked of men in its pages and what it calls for men to fight against. Die to your own passions daily. Lay down your life for the good of your wife, who, by the way, is the only woman who you should ever have carnal relations with for all your existence. Yep, it sounds like words of a sexist pig. Peterson has my vote this week. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, on abiding in God's word. Nathan is listening in Iowa. He says, good set of soundbites this week, as always. Found Pastor Hisham Shahab's comment particularly good, how in the religion of peace, he had none, but found it instead in Christ and his gospel. But the vote goes to soundbite number four, Leonard Payton. In my ministry, I've had to deal with several Calvinists on the verge of death. It's a sad thing to behold. The person looking for proof of their election, usually in their own works, rather than the proof of God's love and forgiveness in the crucified Savior. Lutheranism is like Dorothy entering Oz from black and white to color. Nathan, thanks for listening in Iowa, and thanks for your vote as well. In Taylor, Texas, Robert says, my vote is for soundbite number two, Pastor Hisham Shahab, from Islam to the peace of God's word. He says, Pastor Shahab, what an amazing journey he has had and continues to have. It is truly remarkable the many ways God can reach men and create faith in them. That's quite true. Thanks for listening in Texas. Steve listens in Morgan Hill, California. Steve says, I really like soundbites number two, from Islam to the peace of God's word. It's wonderful to hear this journey and testimony from works to a faith-based theology. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he alone gives us peace. Steve, thank you for your vote. According to your votes this week, it is soundbite number two. Pastor Hisham Shahab telling us about from radical Islam to the peace of God's word.
When I heard something that would change my life, it was a selection from the Sermon on the Mount. So at the climax of my hatred, I heard love your enemies for the first time. Pray for those who persecute you. I thought, wow, superhuman or ridiculous. Who could do that? So the next day, the professor wanted to compare between the Old Testament and the New Testament, actually the commandments in the Old Testament and the greatest commandment that Jesus talked about in Matthew 22 and other places. He said, love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. So the word of God captured my heart, especially that I start comparing, but that Muslims pray five times a day, not only on Sunday, ritual prayers, canonical prayers, if I can say. They fast 30 days, you know. They do the five pillars of Islam and ready to go on a jihad to die for their God. They think that they love God more than anybody else, but this Jesus Christ is overdoing it. I had never heard anybody speak about loving God in this powerful way. I had memorized half of the Quran by heart by then, but I have never heard anything like that before. So I checked out a copy of the Bible from the library, and it started to give me peace. Every time I read the Bible, I discovered gems like the Lord's Prayer, you know. So in the middle of the hate I had, I was looking actually for peace, peace for my heart, you know. And I found it in the Word of God.
That's the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Pastor Hisham Shahab, from Islam to the peace of God's word. Thanks to everybody who voted. The LPR bundle package goes to Joy in Texas. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference begins just 2 weeks from today in Dallas, Texas. You can meet and hear Chris Rosebro, John Warwick Montgomery, Beverly Yonke, Mark Kaltoff, Anthony Esselin, and Ryan Anderson. Don't wait to register. Attendance is limited to 400. Child care is free, courtesy of Wittenberg Academy, an online classical Lutheran school. Our Fall 2018 Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas. You'll find additional details at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series Paths to Lutheranism, talking with Chris Rosebrough about evangelicalism, Dr. Christopher Mitchell about atheism, Eastern Orthodoxy with Andrew Strickland, and Pastor Andrew Abraham about Catholicism. It is often called a religion of peace, and even if it weren't a religion of jihad and of war worldwide, it would still not give peace because Islam does not have Jesus Christ. He is found only in that word that God has given through him. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
If you have a middle school-aged child or grandchild in the St. Louis Metro East, encourage them to attend an open house from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, November 4th at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. You can meet faculty, staff, administration, students, and parents. Learn more by calling 618-656-0043 or visit melhs.org. Open house, 1 to 3, Sunday afternoon, November 4th, at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.